The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's estimated that 1.5 million tourists visit County Kerry every year. And of course, one of the main attractions is the Ring of Kerry. However, new roadworks have caused concerns among locals, and our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting with residents and visitors to the kingdom. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what's causing the upset?
Well, look, being from Kerry myself, Pat, I'm not going to come on here now and bring down the reputation, the beauty of the famous Ring of Kerry route, but there is one particular pinch point that's drawing a lot of criticism, and this is the new road layout in the Fossa area on the N72, just outside Killarney, on the way to Killorgan. Basically, look, the start of the Ring of Kerry. So new footpaths, cycleways and grass verges have narrowed the width of the road. And there's also a traffic calming measure here as well due to the close proximity this section is to a local school. But being on the Ring of Kerry with so many buses, coaches and agricultural machinery using these roads, many locals are starting to say now that the design negatively affects drivers. A picture of two coaches went pretty viral last week. It certainly went viral in Kerry anyway. It showed two buses trying to pass each other and it was a tight, tight squeeze.
Now, in that shot, it shows the cycleways being built on either side of the road,
yes,
which are, you know, top drawer, beautifully executed and so on, but not leaving enough space for two buses to pass comfortably. I mean, they would definitely, unless they took action, knock each other's wing mirrors off.
Well,
the new
width of the reduced carriageway, so the actual road, is 6 metres. And people are asking, what are things going to be like when we come into the summer months and the roads are full of tour buses and wide plant from the farm, plant machinery?
Surely the designs and plans would have been drawn up and published well in advance. I mean, there is a DMERS volume of instructions as to how to build these roads to accommodate for everybody. So that should have been adhered to. It should have been adequate. What are the politicians saying now if they had notice of what was going to happen?
Well, only yesterday, Pat, the Killarney Municipal District meeting was held, and I was told that this was the number one issue raised. It got quite heated at times. The council's director of roads told the meeting that the plans went out to public consultation, they were on display, and they were voted in favour, and the councillors voted in favour of the plans. This morning, someone from Kerry County Council told me that the plans are going ahead as they are. The works will proceed as planned. But I met with Fianna Fáil TD Michael Cahill, who is the party's spokesperson for tourism and older people. He lives on the Ring of Kerry and says the route is as important to the county as the M50 is to Dublin.
It is 70% substandard, which is very disappointing. It's just dangerous. It's a health and safety issue now at this stage. Like, by and large, it's coaches that have an issue. To be fair, farm machinery are getting beat from Wyver every year. I was speaking to a farmer there. He had the machine with blades at the back. And I asked him if that was the actual width, and he said 10 foot 6, so there's a problem straight away. Council, on the other hand, they're evident that is up to European standards and all of this. Same thing about it is that there's a lot of money already spent there. You have a school there, busy school there in Fossa as well. It's obvious that you need safety measures there. Like,
were the designs, were they not signed off or approved by councillors?
Would it come before the Killarney councillors? I understand they're up one stage, and but the Killarney councillors are an eye about this. Like, the TDs are inundated with calls in regards to the width of it.
And you mentioned the schools. Like, there is a need for the pedestrian access there. Like, so what's going to happen now going forward? I know you said there's a meeting taking place, but realistically, are locals and road users just going to have to get used to it?
The general public are very annoyed, and, you know, they're the people, and they're going by what they see on the ground, like, you know. So it remains to be seen what develops out of these meetings.
So that was Fianna Fáil's Michael Cahill. I'm sure there is a lot of investment being put into Kerry's roads, but the representatives think it's just not enough.
Yes, Pat. So Deputy Cahill mentioned there about 70% of the roads are substandard. Now, he told me that figure, that noticeable percentage is from what he's been told from engineers and his own observations of living and working throughout the county, driving the roads. But only in February, over €33 million was approved for local and regional roads in County Kerry. So look, there are plenty of projects on the go, and there will be bypasses developed and built with this money, this funding. But as the Ring of Kerry is the jewel in the crown, if you like, representatives such as Deputy Cahill want to see a greater focus on the tourist attraction itself, and especially in time time for the opening of the South Kerry Greenway. He said the nearby towns are not Greenway ready. While I was there, I called into some businesses along the Ring of Kerry to hear how important the passing trade is and what else they would like to see happen to enhance or maintain its beauty. So I stopped off in the village of Sneem, and first we'll hear from Marion O'Sullivan, who works in one of the woolen market shops. Marion says there's also a local debate in Sneem about what is the best way to accommodate the coach buses that arrive with tourists.
Without them, we wouldn't have jobs here. So tourism is very, very important to us. Buses, campervans, people in cars, everything.
And how much of the business in Sneem and the surrounding towns and villages would be seasonal then?
I suppose buses is kind of like maybe 80% seasonal. But then the camper vans, I mean, like we have Goosey Island here, which is great. They come all year round and they have a big weekend here every October. So that is absolutely fantastic. And they contribute to different organisations here in Sneem.
And as someone who's living and working along the Ring of Kerry, is there anything that could be done to make sure it stays as protected as it is or improved?
Things always need to be improved. There is something happening here which I don't know will improve or disimprove the village. Like they're trying to stop buses parking in the village. They want to just drop off the tourists here and pick up the people afterwards. But that won't happen because a lot of buses won't stop because they're on a very, very, very tight schedule. Now, if there was better parking for buses here, buses would be able to stop here longer and things like that.
So some people are a bit frustrated maybe about the way the coaches have been parking up for years, is it?
Oh, there's always people say, oh, God, you can't park here because, you know, Sneem doesn't need buses, but they don't rely on the buses.
Well, look, I hope you have a busy summer here now and the shops and the pubs and everything.
Well, hopefully. There's a lot of different kind of things happening during the year now.
My name is Don Riney. I'm from Riney's Bar in Sneem. In relation to the Ring of Kerry, we're probably three-quarter phase as you're going through all the way around. This business has become very seasonal, I find, in the last few years. We have ice cream, we sell pizzas, we have a bar. We've kind of a big beer garden where we specialise in after-wedding parties. So we're kind of a one-stop shop. March until the end of October, that's our season basically.
So the ice cream sales are strong now the past few days with the recent weather?
With the good weather, things are flying out the door. Where we are in the Ring of Kerry, people kind of come here to kind of a dessert stage. Maybe they've eaten back towards Waterland, wherever. And by the time they come here, it's kind of dessert, so they all come in for ice cream.
So Sneem is putting a smile on their face.
Yes, we're probably the capital of South Kerry for ice cream.
That's Don Riney from Sneem in County Kerry. By the way, the breaking news, black smoke from the Sistine Chapel. So... That is black smoke. Yeah, absolutely. When you look at it closely, what do you think?
Definitely black. No, I think it's black. Yeah.
And now, did you speak to any of the tour bus operators to hear their views on the conditions of the roads and the new roadworks?
I did, Pat. So I met with Philip O'Callaghan from O'Callaghan Coaches. Now, they run everything from your personal private chauffeur service to your large coach tours. Philip is the managing director. So look, he knows the Ring of Kerry like the back of his hand. And he said there are constant upgrades being made to the roads and the route has come on and off a lot in recent years. Philip says that these latest roadworks are causing some short-term pain, but in the long run, he believes the works will improve the overall conditions. He told me that the bus operators have an agreement to follow the route in a one-way system, but at times you do meet camper vans or larger vehicles and it can be tight in certain parts.
Most people we deal with to visit Clarnie, they tend to all want to be the Ring of Kerry for singing Clarnie, where they just book a seat on the bus for the day, or they book a private tour where they have a private driver and vehicle for the day. Over the years, they improve it constantly.
There are sections that are a bit narrow, if you like. How is that for you? Do the bus drivers have a relationship with like an agreement on one-way systems? Or
yeah, there is an agreement.
When you're in any of the roads in Ireland, in the back roads and off the primary roads and going around Ireland, it's something we deal with regularly. And our drivers, it's a challenge, but it's just something we have to face and deal with and keep a smile on our face.
And the most recent roadworks now that are taking place, there have been some concerns raised by a few locals. Are they causing a challenge?
You see that all the time, but you have to hope that the authorities and the experts that are working on these things have everything right, and when all the roadworks finished, things are going to be enhanced and it's going to improve probably have. Like, so we hope they'll take all the feedback and all the information they have and that they have got it all right, and whenever it is finished, it'll all work out.
All right, that's Philip O'Callaghan from O'Callaghan Coaches, based just outside Killarney. Now, you talked to some tourists as well.
I did. So the response was quite mixed, as expected. Those who are coming from countries where they drive on the opposite side of the road, it's understandably going to be a bit more challenging for them. But one of the main controversial points of this is the motorists are saying the cycleways are causing the narrow roads. But to hear from those not familiar with Irish roads, I met with tourists at different stages of the Ring of Kerry. First is Michael, who had his camper van with his Welsh registration at Derrynane Beach.
We've come from Anglesey in Wales. My wife and I and my dog are travelling, and we've come to visit Southern Ireland because it's just the most amazing place with the most incredible views and beaches and the most incredible people.
And you've been lucky with the weather so far. What's caught your eye, or what's been the highlight so far?
I think the Ring of Kerry. I mean, Derrynane Beach here is just, it should be on your bucket list. It's somewhere you really have to come and visit. It's beautiful.
And you're driving a camper van. How do you find driving the Ring of Kerry? Was it tight in parts, or can it be challenging, maybe compared to the roads in Wales?
It's no trouble at all, to be honest. I think people make a big thing out of it, but we've driven this all around the west coast of Scotland as well, and there are smaller roads there than there are here.
Well, all the best now. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Are we from France?
So you're on the Ring of Kerry today. You rented the car. How do you find the roads driving around the Ring of Kerry?
Dangerous because it's really narrow. There is a lot of people and you have to learn how to drive from the left side. The scenery is beautiful.
You're distracted. You're looking at the views.
Yeah. So I'm Sebastian. I'm coming from Belgium. I'm currently on holiday here in Ireland with my family.
We are doing today the Ring of Kerry. It's just marvelous.
Looking down now on the lakes of Killarney. Have you ever seen anything like it?
No. It's amazing.
And how do you find the roads driving?
A bit challenging. Because we're used to drive on the right sides.
But it's all part of the experience.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Indeed, yeah, it is. Okay, that report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.